Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Labor Day is the traditional start to the final sprint of the presidential race, a time when voters start paying more attention and candidates start campaigning more intensely. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Biden continues to maintain a high single-digit lead nationally and a smaller one in the battleground states, but Trump is still within striking distance. Neither candidate seems to have gotten much of a bounce from their respective conventions, and so far, the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon do not seem to be changing the dynamic or changing the subject from Trump's leadership during the pandemic. Biden still leads on which candidate could better handle the virus and on which candidate could better handle civil unrest. That means the debates, which begin at the end of September, are an important opportunity for Trump. But high expectations could play against him. In most polls, voters think Trump will win the debates. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Dozens of wildfires continue to burn in California in the middle of a heat wave. Over the weekend, more than 200 campers were trapped in the Sierra National Forest and had to be rescued by military helicopters. East of Los Angeles, the El Dorado fire has grown to more than 7,000 acres and is just 5% contained. Evacuation orders remain in place for several communities. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports.
A group of people were gathered at El Dorado Ranch Park Saturday morning in the foothill community of Yucaipa. They were there for a gender reveal party. According to CAL FIRE, during the event, a, quote, smoke-generating pyrotechnic device was used as part of the reveal. Bone-dry conditions and stifling heat made it easy for the fire to quickly spread to the nearby hills and mountains. Temperatures across Southern California will remain in triple-digit territory for several more days with 30 to 60 mile-per-hour Santa Ana winds. The El Dorado fire is the second human-caused fire to ravage the area this summer. The nearby Apple fire charred more than 33,000 acres in August and was sparked by a hot piece of exhaust from a diesel vehicle. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
More than 200 migrants arrived in Spain's Canary Islands this weekend, overcrowding the makeshift camps already at capacity. The islands, just 60 miles off Morocco's Atlantic coast, have become the latest spot for migrant arrivals in Spain. Lucia Benavides has more.
More than 300 migrants are sleeping in tents in a port in Gran Canaria. Some have been waiting for overcrowded reception centers to become available for several days. This months-long surge of arrivals in Spain's Canary Islands is partly due to a crackdown in Mediterranean sea crossings, forcing migrants to turn to the more dangerous Atlantic crossing with choppier waters.
Lucia Benavides reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The German hospital treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he's been taken out of a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. Navalny collapsed last month while on a domestic flight in Russia. He was later transferred to Berlin. German experts say he was poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Doctors say his condition has improved, but they can't rule out long-term consequences. The world's top men's tennis player is apologizing after being disqualified from the U.S. Open. NPR's Amy Held reports Novak Djokovic was favored to win but got knocked out for hitting a ball out of frustration, hurting a line judge.
Novak Djokovic was trailing Spain's Pablo Carreño Busta in the fourth round when he got mad, swatting the ball and inadvertently sending it into the throat of the lineswoman. She fell to the ground, clutching her throat, and Djokovic went over to check on her. He was then seen pleading with court officials, but the decision was made. The world number one was out, his 26-match winning streak of the year over. Djokovic skipped the mandatory post-match press conference, but later issued an apology, saying the whole situation left him, quote, really sad and empty. He had to forfeit the $250,000 for making it to the fourth round of the tournament. Djokovic says he'll now work on how he handles disappointment. Amy Held, NPR News.
He was called the base burglar for his skill at stealing bases. Lou Brock has died. His friend did not provide details. Brock helped the St. Louis Cardinals win two World Series and three pennants. He was 81 years old. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.